Hello, everybody. I hope your Monday flew by just as fast as mine did with all of you and my fine guest co-host, Matt Rothschild. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. And if you blinked and happened to miss our 2025 Scotty Summer Text to Win Word of the 4 o'clock hour, don't worry. I'll be back tomorrow again in the 4 o'clock hour with a new word that you will be able to text me via our app to enter to win daily, hourly prizes, money, grand prizes. You'll get entered. Don't worry, it's going to happen every single day for 2 weeks. And we also will still have Free Ticket Friday on Fridays, where I give away even more Brewers tickets in the fabulous Civic Media Club level seats. We've been talking about ICE agents and other law enforcement agency or law enforcement officers conscripted into Donald Trump's deportation program, wearing masks. I think it is deeply problematic. I think so many of us that work in government understand that people will sometimes object to our decision-making, to our actions in government. That is part of what you sign up for. It is part of the scrutiny that government actors receive. Violence and threats of violence directed at people who are doing their jobs in good faith within the bounds of the Constitution should not happen. So I'm not talking about real incredible threats of injury to agents that are engaging in immigration enforcement, though we can have a discussion about whether or not it's actually within the bounds of the Constitution and therefore their oaths because of the Supreme Court's ruling about due process. But for argument's sake, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about picking up people that have no criminal records, engaging in raids at schools, at medical centers, hospitals, workplaces, where there is absolutely no reason for law enforcement to be covering their faces up. No credible reason anyways. I've shared with you a couple of comments that I've received online, my responses there too. The last couple I can just summarize with this one. I'll use this one as an exemplar. Bad guys never play by the rules. They break the rules. So to beat the bad guys, sometimes you need guys that break the rules to beat them, like terrorism and counterterrorism. By the way, that piece of constitutional Mensa level analysis was brought to you by a former C-suite executive. My response was this: how we treat the unquestionably guilty in this country establishes the rights or lack thereof of the many righteous innocent. That is what due process is designed for, to protect the process each person is due, regardless of actual guilt or innocence, so that we are less likely to convict the innocent, to strip rights, freedom, and life, yes, life, from people who are innocent. That process generally includes facing your named accuser, challenging the method of your arrest, including the specific interactions between yourself and the officers that you can identify, and disputing the charges against you. It does not equal being disappeared by masked, credentialist armed militias without even the designation of which law enforcement agency they are with in the middle of the night, and then being renditioned to one of the most violent places on earth without a call to a lawyer, let alone a hearing. That's what it is about. So you do to the least of my people, Joni Ernst, if we want to talk about Jesus Christ, you do to me. How we treat people who are unquestionably guilty, even if we presume their guilt, is how we treat the righteous innocent. That is the bounds of the rights as they are protected. That is the way it works here. Anything else is simply not a democracy. It is not the rule of law.
And this idea of just go break the rules because there's some bad guys out there. First of all, Trump has exaggerated grotesquely the issue of immigration and slandering all undocumented immigrants with a huge, ugly, broad brush. But breaking the rules is not how our system is supposed to work. And that's a C-suite person was just echoing the Trump mentality that, you know, rules are for suckers and I can do whatever I want. And we got to, you know, knock some heads here.
Well, and that's, I see within conservatives of good faith, especially conservatives of good faith that are lawyers, that are judges, that are some of the folks who, for better or worse, crafted conservatism pre-Trump, right? I see from them now, perhaps too little, too late, calling this out, saying this isn't about safety. It's not about public safety. It's not about trade. This is about the assertion of raw power, unlimited, unchecked by not only courts, unchecked by our norms, the values that we used to all uphold. Government law enforcement officers acting the way that these ICE agents are in any other circumstance. I mean, does anybody remember the guy in the standoff with the Bureau of Land Management? Like, yay, now some 6-7 years past, who got into an armed standoff. I mean, that guy, everybody, conservatives were all, well, that's good. You didn't see law enforcement rolling in with tanks all masked up, like reducing that guy's ranch to rubble to arrest. Again, faux outrage only directed in certain instances that are not analogous or are poor. This seems to be all the rage these days.
Yeah, and we just can't give up on due process and habeas corpus. That's crucial in this country. We've mentioned a couple times the woman from Milwaukee who faces deportation tomorrow. I just wanted to give her name. Yesenia Ruano, Milwaukee teacher's aide with twins. ICE is going to rip this mom from the arms of her twins tomorrow unless something changes.
If you want to find out more about protests and other ways and means to support that teacher's aide at MPS, who is a spotless, no criminal record, check out Voces de la Frontera. Voces de la Frontera. They have more information about how to reach out, support the cause, and ask for our rights, due process to confront your accuser, to actually see the face of law enforcement officers that want to arrest you. Yeah, should be a right. That's going to do it for Matt and I. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Maggie Dawn. I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me, but it is always better when we stand together.